At every performance for the rest of that month, I prepared for my entrance in the same way, by concentrating on the courtier returns to his wife, until I could feel the sadness laying itself over me. We human beings have a remarkable way of growing accustomed to things, but when I pictured Mameha dancing her slow lament, hidden from the eyes of her husband and his mistress, I could no more have stopped myself from feeling that sadness than you could stop yourself from smelling an apple that has been cut open on the table before you. One day, in the final week of performances, Mameha and I stayed late in the dressing room, talking with another geisha. When we left the theater, we expected to find no one outside, and indeed, the crowd had gone. But as we reached the street, a driver in uniform stepped out of a car and opened the rear door. Mameha and I were on the point of walking right past when Nobu emerged. "Why, Nobu-san," Mameha said, "I was beginning to worry that you no longer cared for Sayuri's company. Every day this past month, we've hoped to hear something from you."
"Who are you to complain about being kept waiting? I've been outside this theater nearly an hour."
"Have you just come from seeing the dances again?" Mameha said. "Sayuri is quite a star."
"I haven't just come from anything," Nobu said. "I've come from the dances a full hour ago. Enough time has passed for me to make a phone call and send my driver downtown to pick something up for me."
Nobu banged on the window of the car with his one hand and startled the poor driver so badly his cap fell off. The driver rolled down the window and gave Nobu a tiny shopping bag in the Western style, made of what looked like silver foil. Nobu turned to me, and I gave him a deep bow and told him how happy I was to see him.
"You're a very talented dancer, Sayuri. I don't give gifts for no reason," he said, though I didn't think this was in any way true. "Probably, that's why Mameha and others in Gion don't like me as much as other men."
"Nobu-san," said Mameha, "who has ever suggested such a thing?"
"I know perfectly well what you geisha like. So long as a man gives you presents, you'll put up with any sort of nonsense."
Nobu held out the small package in his hand for me to take. "Why, Nobu-san," I said, "what nonsense is it that you are asking me to put up with?" I meant this as a joke, of course, but Nobu didn't see it that way.
"Haven't I just said I'm not like other men?" he growled. "Why don't you geisha ever believe anything told to you? If you want this package, you'd better take it before I change my mind."
I thanked Nobu and accepted the package, and he banged on the window of the car once again. The driver jumped out to hold the door for him.